Welcome to the Fuller Chasing Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 23rd of December, and I'm recording at 10:04 p.m. in London on what has been a beautiful, clear, warm day. And it's also been a beautiful, clear, and warm day in the stock markets here today. Starting with the Asia-Pacific region first, Japan's closed. China, well, the mainland indices slipped a little bit. The Shanghai Composite Index, right up on the higher side of that range. Current trading range, as you can see on the chart, and I'm putting a chart of it in the library as well today. Just down a tiny bit, less than, 0.4 of a percentage point. However, the Hang Seng Index was up almost 1%. That's the Hong Kong Hang Seng Index. And the H shares, also out of Hong Kong, were up over 1.5%. So steady. That's a steady performance. And the best of the Asian Pacific region. Now, the rest of the markets were all higher. Best gains of over 1% from, looks like, India and also Malaysia and Thailand. So not a bad performance at all. And the European stock markets were in blistering form here today. Mostly gains of over 2%, the exception. I see Italy was only up 1.88%. Now the Netherlands up almost 3%. That was the top gainer. But all around 2.25% to higher, including the FTSE 100 up 2.6%. And that boosted by some very strong rallies in the mining share and resources shares generally. Big oil and mining companies were very strong today, up 5% or more in a number of instances. Wall Street, a solid performance. The Dow up 1.06%, takes it up to 17,602. Still down on the year, 1.25%. However, the S&P 500 moved back into a small gain on the year to date, was up 1.25% today. It's up a quarter of a percent on the year. And the NASDAQ Composite Index was up 0.9% today, and it is up over 6.5% on the year. Just mention other indices generally that are higher on the year. That would apply to the Italian market. It would also apply to Japan, and it would also apply to the mainland Chinese indices. Okay, so what else have we got here of note? Government bond yields, they just edged up a little bit. They really have been quite quiet, 2.25%. And the VIX dropped down to a calm and respectable 15.57. On the day, so that's down on the lower side of its range. And looking around, the dollar index is a little bit higher. It's at 98.371, and small gain in here today. Now, among individual currencies, the Chinese renminbi, which is being managed in a gradual lowering process, but nothing's happened in the last 4 days. Very quiet, very, very, very steady. Now, what we have seen, though, is that the Indian rupee has been firm, Overall, it's gone from 6.7 up. That was up in the that was the lower side of its overall range, and it's picked up to 6. It's now 6.2 against the U.S. dollar, of course. And in the European markets, the euro 1.0908, and that's again quiet and overall steady here. Australian dollar looks unchanged at 0.7232. Sterling a little fraction easier, 1.4868. So not a whole lot going on there among the currencies. What has moved in here? Well, palladium down $1.45 to $5.53. Silver steady here at $14.31. And platinum also reasonably steady, $869 and change. And gold bullion at also quietly steady here at $1,070 and change. But the big story here today, crude oil, which has been so weak, as you know, and we've been talking about this being in a trough area. Well, we had good upward dynamics in here today, still trading after hours, it looks like, but Brent crude at up $1.66 at 37.77. And what's really interesting here is that the WTI is actually slightly firmer. It's been a long time since we've seen that. WTI up $1.75, and that is at 37.89. Now, so crude oil, and as I say, the crude oil shares and the miners and mining and metal prices were mostly higher here. The U.S. Copper price back up to 212.70. That's up nearly 2 cents here today. So mostly steadier, but the share prices, as I mentioned, really jumped in here. And one of the reasons for that is that there are so many shorts in those markets. So many big traders with short positions in crude oil. I've been talking about that for a while in these audios. Same thing in the metals in here. So as I mentioned earlier in this broadcast, but it's a point worth repeating, is the number of gains among the mining shares and oil producers of over 5% here today. That was impressive. And a few breakaway gaps on the daily charts, and certainly some clear upward dynamics overall. That could be attributed to some year-end profit taking, of course. So it will be, but they are so overextended, to repeat that point. It'll be very, very interesting to see what happens to them. It's just a very short trading period tomorrow. And I should mention now that the library, of course, continues to update. But Owen, Sarah, and myself will be taking a short Christmas break. So we will be off on Thursday tomorrow, the 24th, and also the 25th, which is Christmas Day. And we will also be off on Monday, the 28th, which is the UK Boxing Day holiday. And I wish a very, very happy Christmas and all other seasonal greetings to our subscribers. All the best.